And that's where we leave the BBC World Service. Good morning, it's 5:20 on Saturday, the 7th of December, and this is Charles Carroll welcoming you to BBC Radio 4. We start the day in just a moment with the shipping bulletin, followed at 5:30 by news briefing. A sensible early morning start then, in complete contrast to what's on offer this evening.
Late night silliness from a new improvised game show.
Do you know what? I'm leaving.
Change.
I'm staying right here.
Where a panel of improv all-stars are challenged to perform the unexpected.
Voldemort trying to convince you to watch his favourite film.
Have you seen my favourite film with... I'm just a posh person.
Yes, it's Anarchy, presided over by me, Alistair Beckett King.
I'm so proud of you kids.
Wing It, on Saturday nights at 11 on Radio 4 and BBC Sounds.
And now here's Simon King. Good morning.
Charles, thank you. Good morning. And now the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Saturday the 7th of December. There are warnings of gales in all areas except North Sierra. The general synopsis at midnight. Low, Northern Ireland, 979. Expected Netherlands, 990 by midnight tonight. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, North Sierra, South Sierra. Southeasterly, backing northeasterly, 5 to 7, occasionally 4 in North Sierra, and gale 8 elsewhere. Rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. 40s, Cromartie. East or northeast, backing north or northeast 6 to gale 8, increasing severe gale 9 at times. Rain, then showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. 4th, Tyne, west Dogger. Cyclonic, 4 to 6, becoming northerly 7 to severe gale 9, occasionally storm 10 in 4th and Tyne. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. East Dogger, Fisher, German Bight. Southeasterly, backing northeasterly 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 or 5 for a time. Rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Humber, Thames. Southwest 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 in Thames, becoming cyclonic 4 to 6, then north or northwest 7 to severe gale 9 later. Showers, good, occasionally poor. Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth, Biscay. Southwest at first in Dover, otherwise west, veering northwest 7 to severe gale 9, occasionally storm 10, except in Biscay. Squally showers, moderate or poor. Fitzroy, northwesterly, veering northerly 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 in northeast, decreasing 5 in west. Squally showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Sol, Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, Shannon, Rockall, Malham. Northwesterly, gale 8 to storm 10, occasionally violent storm 11, except in Sol, Shannon and Rockall. Veering northerly, 5 to 7 later in West Sol, Shannon, Rockall and Malham. Rain or squally showers, moderate or poor. Hebrides, Bailey. Northwest 6 to gale 8. Occasionally severe gale 9 in Hebrides, becoming variable 2 to 4 later in Bailey. Squally showers, good, occasionally poor. Fair Isle, Faroes. North or northeast 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 in Fair Isle. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Southeast Iceland. Northwesterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 in east, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tarry automatic, north by west 8, slight rain 4 miles, 993, rising quickly. Stornoway, north 5, slight rain 5 miles, 997, rising. Lerwick, northeast 2, slight rain 15 miles, 998, falling slowly. Lucas, northeast by east 2, drizzle 1.5 miles, 982, falling more slowly. Bridlington, south by west 6, 982, falling more slowly. Sandettan Light Vessel Automatic, southwest 8, 500 meters, 998. Jersey, west by north 7, recent precipitation 5 miles, 1005, falling slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, West by South 8, 1002. Scilly Automatic, Northwest by West 8, Recent Precipitation 7 miles, 1007, rising slowly. Valentia, Northwest by West 7, Slight Showers 5 miles, 1010, rising quickly. Ronald's Way, Northwest by West 7, Rain 700 metres, 980, now rising. Malinhead, North-northwest 9, slight rain, 1.5 miles, 994, rising very rapidly. Here is the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 0500. General situation. A deep area of low pressure named Storm Dara is currently moving southeastwards across England and is bringing fairly widespread gales to the United Kingdom. Storm force winds will continue to affect many western and southern areas during the day, with violent storm force winds expected near the Welsh coast, in the Celtic Sea and in the Bristol Channel. Cape Wrath to Rattrayhead, including Orkney. Northeast 5 or 6, backing north 7 to severe gale 9, then occasionally 6 again later. Rain, then squally showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Rattrayhead, Berwick-upon-Tweed. Cyclonic 3 to 5 at first in south, otherwise northeasterly, backing northerly 6 to gale 8, increasing severe gale 9 or storm 10 for a time. Rain, then squally showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. Cyclonic 2 to 4, becoming north gale 8 to storm 10. Rain or squally showers, moderate or poor, occasionally good at first. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Southerly 5 to 7, becoming cyclonic 2 to 4, then northerly 7 to severe gale 9, occasionally storm 10 in far north. Showers, then rain, good, becoming moderate or poor. Gibraltar Point to Northumberland, southwesterly, veering northwesterly 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 or 5 for a time at first in north, then veering northerly 7 to severe gale 9 later. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Northumberland to Selsey-Bill, southwesterly, veering westerly gale 8 to storm 10, then veering northwesterly 6 to gale 8. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Selsey-Bill to Lyme Regis, west gale 8 to storm 10, veering northwest 7 to severe gale 9, rain or showers, moderate or good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, northwest gale 8 to storm 10, veering north 7 to severe gale 9 later, squally showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor in west. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Northwest gale 8 to storm 10, occasionally violent storm 11 at first, veering north 7 to severe gale 9 later. Rain then showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. Northwest severe gale 9 to violent storm 11, veering north 7 to severe gale 9 later, rain then showers, moderate or poor, becoming moderate or good. Great Orme Head to the Mall of Galloway. Northwesterly gale 8 to storm 10, occasionally violent storm 11 at first in west and south, veering northerly 6 to gale 8 later. Rain or showers, becoming fair later, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Isle of Man, northwest severe gale 9 to violent storm 11, veering north 6 to gale 8 later. Rain or showers, then mainly fair, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Loch Foyle to Conifer Loch, northwest gale 8 to storm 10, occasionally violent storm 11 at first, veering north 6 to gale 8 later. Rain then squally showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Northerly or northwesterly gale 8 to storm 10, occasionally violent storm 11 at first in North Channel, decreasing 6 to gale 8 later. Rain then showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Malif Kintard, on American Point, north 7 to severe gale 9, occasionally storm 10 at first and 6 later. Rain then scaldy showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. On American Point to Cape Wrath, northerly 7 to severe gale 9, occasionally 6 in north, then decreasing 5 to 7 later. Rain then scaldy showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Shetland Isles, variable 2 to 4, becoming north 6 to gale 8. Rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Charles, back to you.
And that was Simon King. This is BBC Radio 4 at 5:30 on Saturday, the 7th of December. Good morning, this is News Briefing with Charles Carroll. The headlines this morning: coastal areas of Wales and southwest England are braced for winds of up to 90 miles an hour as Storm Dara hits. Rebel forces in Syria have continued their lightning advance south. And in sport, England's cricketers pile on the pressure in the second test in New Zealand. 3 million people in coastal areas of Wales and southwest England have been urged to stay indoors because of the danger posed by Storm Dara. An emergency alert was sent to people's mobile phones in the affected area last night, and a red warning issued by the Met Office has just come into force. Winds could reach 90 miles per hour, and heavy rain is also predicted for South Wales. Helle Vuchen is a Senedd regional member who lives in Pontypridd. She says that many people will be worried.
There's one street not far from Pontypridd where residents have been told that if they suffer the same level of flood as they did in 2020, that there is a risk to life, that they could potentially die in their homes. So you can only imagine that every time it rains heavily, how they feel and how they must be feeling now with the red alert in place.
National Rail says the storm is likely to affect its services. Rebel forces outside one of Syria's main cities, Homs, have urged government troops to defect. The rebels have already taken control of Aleppo and Hama. Our correspondent Hugo Meshega is on the Turkish-Syrian border and has been following developments.
It's not only those fighters who are making progress. Kurdish forces have essentially taken control of the eastern desert after government troops abandoned their positions. And there are also local insurgencies in the south of the country. So without significant help from Russia and Iran, President Assad seems unable to stop this offensive against his government.
A new report says that the high cost of housing is the main reason that more than 1 million children are living in poverty in the UK. The Resolution Foundation, a think tank focusing on people on lower incomes, says that ministers need to prioritise improving the affordability of private rented housing in order to tackle child poverty. A government spokesperson said the report highlighted the scale of the housing crisis they had inherited. Forensic tests are being carried out on a backpack found in Central Park in New York, which is thought to belong to a gunman who shot dead the boss of a major health insurance firm on Wednesday.